If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, you can always share your good news with us Monday or any day. Myrna, one of the texts we got this morning, she said, my good news is I was honored Thursday for perseverance in school at the age of 46 for not giving up and getting my diploma in landscaping.
Myrna,
great news. It's never easy to go back to school for sure when life gets in the way. All right, Sam, what do you got?
If you got the Monday blues or any blues on any given day, you can get rid of them by sniffing a pink grapefruit.
Oh.
Now, we know that grapefruits are delicious. They're very good for your health. Nikki,
delicious.
Very good for hangovers, too.
I don't think they're delicious.
Acquired taste, but just smelling them has mental benefits, too. This is according to Japanese research that just came out. Breathing in a pink grapefruit's aroma for 5 minutes triggers the release of serotonin, which we know makes you feel good. If you don't have a grapefruit, because I know they can be very expensive, especially when they're not in season, a pink grapefruit-scented candle will also suffice.
Okay.
Candle.
I prefer the smell over the taste of pink grapefruit. I'll give that a try.
Do you have to open the grapefruit up though, or can you just smell the skin?
No, you gotta open it.
Or at least get the zest off, right?
Oh, okay.
Peel the zest.
Try that today.
Okay, fair enough. A special welcome home to Montreal to Neo Zhang and his family and his wife, rather. I forgot his wife's name. Sorry, Michelle Millward, who just came back from and their two children. They were among the two the Canadian passengers flown out of the Wuhan, China, on February 7th, and they were kept in quarantine for 2 weeks at CFB Trent.
Wow.
On Friday morning, they were finally released from quarantine, and they made the drive home. They're originally in China to celebrate Chinese New Year in Wuhan from Shanghai, but when the outbreak got bad, they were stuck, and they weren't sure if they were going to be able to get out, so they finally made their way out of Wuhan, and apparently, it wasn't even clear if Neo would be allowed to come back home because of his permanent resident status, but it all worked out, and yesterday, Neo actually walked around his neighborhood and said hi to all his neighbors that he had missed.
You know how good that must have felt?
Right?
That's why we had beautiful weather yesterday,
too.
To welcome you back to Montreal. I can imagine, you know, after a beautiful vacation, you get home and it feels good to be home. I can't imagine. They have kids too, how they all must have been feeling.
And how scary it must have been too, because when they were stuck in China, they weren't sure if they were going to get out.
Absolutely.
They had no idea what to do, nowhere to go. It was really scary.
That is good news. All right, here's some more good news. Researchers say that they have uncovered the secret to successfully meeting our hopes and aspirations. I am actually into this and I am going to keep this in mind, so hopefully you will too. So the study identified two integral aspects to achieving a big goal. First, they said you have to realistically consider the effort that will be necessary to achieve the goal before you start. A lot of the time, people focus on the reward at the end of the road, and therefore they end up putting off the little everyday work and the little steps that it actually takes to achieve the goal.
Yep.
Great advice. The second important part is to keep your eyes on the prize, so to speak. So often, as soon as we encounter a little bump in the road, our minds turn to negativity, and then all the work that we have to do to get back on track. Instead, if we can keep our minds focused on the reward of finishing the goal, we'll be that much more motivated to work through the hard parts. So it's just about being realistic with both parts, both the work you have to put in and that reward you're looking for.
A couple of easily attainable nuggets of information there.
That's good, right? Yeah. That's helpful. You guys going to use this for your big goals?
I will actually. Yeah, I tried to. I kind of tried to actually do that. Realistically realize what the work to put in, what that's going to take.
You've been doing it with the gym lately. You've been going hard.
Yeah, but I've been going at the same time easy, just 2 times a week. That's all it needs to be. Nothing great, grand, or anything like that. Okay. Something simple.
Whatever you convince yourself.
Eye on the prize.
Whatever makes you feel better.
It does. Twice a week, it does.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, so what is a reasonable time in the morning to mow your lawn or bang away on walls, for example, if you live in a condo? Andy, you were rudely awakened on Saturday morning?
It was Saturday morning, and I must say that it was not a reasonable time to be rudely awakened by the sounds of hammering and, I'm guessing, sanding or sawing by the condo above us.
What time was it?
It was around 6 a.m.
Around?
A little early.
6 a.m.?
Well, okay, so if I looked at my clock, it was like 6:03, so
it
wasn't like it was 6:29 or anything. It was well
well,
in the 6 a.m.
range. I was like, is he lying? It was closer to 8 a.m.
No, yeah, it felt like 6. No, it was 6:03 when I opened my eyes in disgust to look at my clock to see what time it was. It was still dark out.
So how long did this go on for?
It went till about 9 o'clock or so.
Oh, wow.
A long time. It wasn't like we could go back to sleep 20 minutes later.
Did you say anything to them?
I thought about it. I really thought about going up and just to at least see what's going on, but I just couldn't bring myself to get out of bed.
You know, I was that noisy neighbor in my condo building a few weeks ago. And I get the frustration. I guess I just kind of think it's part of the deal when you live in or own a condo. Yeah, and sometimes they have no other choice, which was my case. Mm-hmm. So it was a few weeks ago. I had in my condo, there was an engineer who lived in this condo before me, and it's like a one bedroom plus a den.
Sure.
So the den is not a closed room, of course. Right.
Right? Okay.
So he built, I guess he had his cousin move in with him or something, and he built this like makeshift wall that split the den off from the rest of the condo.
Yep.
It was bad for the feng shui. It was bad for my energy. Seriously.
No
energy.
Flow. The wall had to come down.
The wall, it was this big dark wall there. Yeah. And after a couple years, I was like, this has to go. Mm-hmm. This is ruining my chi. So I had some friends of mine come over and disassemble the wall because I couldn't have taken it out of there by myself. He literally had to cut it with a big saw.
Mm-hmm.
The only time he could come was on a Saturday morning.
Oh, come on.
Like a few weeks ago. That was the only time that he could come and do it. And so unfortunately, I was like, okay, we're going to let, he has to do it.
Yeah,
you know? So
it sucks.
I was that person that day.
You ruined the chi for everybody else.
Did it occur to you to give your neighbors a heads up to let them know that there was going to be some work done?
No. I'd rather ask for forgiveness later on, you know?
I would rather have seen a note if I had a heads up that there was going to be noise. I would have been, okay, we were expecting this we could have bought earplugs in advance.
It was quick. No, it was quick. Had they come, I'd said, like, calm down, have a coffee if you'd like.
Yeah,
it's going to be done
That'd
in
be
a few
nice.
Minutes. We're getting a lot of texts.
This one says, no freaking way on the plateau. There are laws about this on Saturday, never before 9 a.m. on Sunday, never before noon. If you're going to be doing work before those hours, for the love of God, notify your neighbors.
Yeah.
Noon.
You know, it's tough. Because what is going to feel good to everybody is going to be different too based on your hours. And we got this text that says, hey, Andy, I'm sure your neighbors love you when you're stomping around and closing your door at 4:30 a.m. every weekday.
I am very aware of my neighbors. I'm very quiet. I don't wake up a soul. This text, this person is an animal to live next to, I'm guessing. It's okay to cut your grass at 5 a.m.
No.
5 a.m.?
Please tell me they're joking.
No. I hope so.
Too early. I'll tell you what etiquette says is a reasonable time in the morning coming up in just a second. But first, we're going to get Talia to chat with her right now. Now, Talia, you said you actually had the police called on you this weekend for making noise.
Yeah, yesterday.
What happens?
So it was like 9 a.m. I actually got to sleep in for the first time like in a year. So I definitely was not awake before, like at least 8:30. Mm-hmm. And I go downstairs and my three-year-old's like, can you put on Higher Love on the TV? I'm like, okay.
Put on what, sorry?
Right? Higher Love.
Oh, okay. Don't know what that is, but a kid thing. Okay.
No, Whitney Houston.
The Whitney.
Congo.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So she likes to dance to it. So she's on YouTube. And like 9:30, we get a ring at the door and we're like, okay. And we go and check and the police is there.
What?
Yeah. And he's like, so we got a noise complaint. I'm like, what?
What?
And like, we know who it is. Like, we live in a row of townhouses. And it's always the same guy complaining. But, like, last time was at 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, okay, like, and this time it was one song and then we turned it off.
Maybe he just wanted to be invited to the party. I mean, maybe he feels left out.
Maybe he's a miserable human being.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're like. I'm like, okay, this guy's clearly like miserable that he has to like, and he knows it's like the kids. Like, the kids come to the door last time and he's like, banging down and threatening my husband and everything.
It was one song. Like, how loud could it have been? How thin are these walls?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because I've never heard anything from my neighbors ever, so I don't understand how they hear it, because, I mean, like, it's at the volume that I put my TV, so I don't understand.
He must be, like, literally putting a glass up against your wall.
Creepy guy.
Sure. Putting the records on again.
Yeah. Talia, I'm sorry that happened, especially while you were listening to Whitney. It's not right. But it's okay.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for chatting with us, and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much.
Bye. This text says, our neighbors party loudly until 4 a.m., so 7 a.m. to mow the lawn is more than okay with me.
Revenge!
It's all relative.
All right, so the rules are always different depending on, like, A, your condo association, or B, the borough you live in, if you live in a house. It's always different. But generally, etiquette would say that 8 a.m., on weekdays and 9 a.m. on weekends is a fair time to not annoy your neighbors.
Just be human
Every once in a while, you need a wall removed from your condo, and it has to happen at 8 a.m.
Fix the cheek.
It's happening at 7 a.m. on a Saturday. Doesn't make you a bad person, okay? All right. Thanks so much for all those texts at 92925. And Andy, did you get to catch up on your sleep on Sunday, please?
I did. There was no construction.
Nice. All right.
Got a good sleep in. Good.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.